Ita olande piko Zimbabwe muhle lingali chona njani mthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle kwazwai muriye Zimbabwe to everybody tuning in. Welcome. If you tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, A Voice of America, on a Tuesday, April the 5th, 2022. Mthakazo muhle, muriye Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Corbett. Once again, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, everybody tuning in right now, kunemuntu wesarfina mjongwa, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Muriye Zimbabwe, we're going to be speaking to youth about the National Mobile Registration Exercise. Now, this is a government-led initiative which is focusing on helping undocumented citizens attain identity documents. Now, this is a very, very big discussion in Zimbabwe that I'm really, really excited to delve into with the youth of the nation. Now, unfortunately, Muriye Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What that means is you will be unable to call in live as per usual to give your contributions. However, we're still going to be streaming this conversation on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Daniela, VOA Studio 7. What that means, Muriye Zimbabwe, you can write your comments in the comment section, and we're going to be seeing your feedback as we watch this broadcast. Now, for our YouTube fanatics, Muriye Zimbabwe, we're also available on YouTube. Our official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. I repeat, at VOA Zimbabwe. Kindly check that out if you're a YouTube fanatic. And do not forget to press the subscribe button. For those that like watching the program on our website, we're currently broadcasting on our websites, three websites as we speak, that being voazimbabwe.com, voaindebele.com, and voashona.com. So, Muriye Zimbabwe, mthakazo muhle, everybody watching this program as we speak, kindly press the share button so that we can watch the program in our numbers or with your networks. And also remember, so that we see that we're together here on Live Talk of The Connection. Do not forget to press the like button, that little hot button. Press the like button so that we see what also feel free to write your comments in the comment section so that we see your feedback as we proceed. Now, usually we like to start our program with an update on COVID-19 statistics, but unfortunately, Muriye Zimbabwe, by the time we recorded tonight's program, the Ministry of Health and Child Care had not released the latest in COVID-19 information. So without wasting time, let us delve straight into our program. Now, Zimbabwe's government recently launched a Blitz mobile program, which is going to be going into Zimbabwe's community to help the undocumented population attain a very, very important document that is needed for anything in life, which is an identity document. Now, this is something that President Emmerson Mnangagwa kickstarted as he was campaigning in Binga a couple of weeks back, which is one of the areas that has a very large undocumented population. So without wasting time, Muriye Zimbabwe, let us head over to a clip of President Emmerson Mnangagwa as he explained more about what led to him pushing his government to start this mobile Blitz program.
The Ministry, Department of Registry, is Zvitupa. Vavuye kuno, vagare kuno, chief by chief, vachipa Zvitupa. Hazvinei kuti ubvunzwe kuti baba vako ndiani, mai vako ndiani, kochaka mhare kwacho. Aiwa! Unongomuya.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, that was a clip there of Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa explaining the Kasang and Bela Vangashitsanam Gurakam Kingamiruenika. He is explaining as to what pushed for him to, push for his government to start this mobile blitz program. Now, this blitz program has since started, and already there's a couple of people who have started, putting in their applications. Now, one of the things, as President Emmerson Mnangagwa was saying, is that they're trying to enforce an idea whereby if you do not have some documentation, they could at the very least still make sure that you can leave without an identity document. Let's head over to some applicants who our reporter, our Studio 7 correspondent Rutendo Mawere, got a hold of whilst they were trying to put in their applications and hear what they say about the Mobile Bliss program.
Name a basic certificate, Yuana. Because she studied as a young. Yet as another spirit in Oshukuta.
What are
you good at, everyone? Sounds good on it, and putting a Saka, Sakanak.
I program yakanaka, but chandoda highlight ndechekuti the process is overdue or was overdue. Those not only fan ogara zviri standard. Kuti vanongana kuona. Zvinofanwa kuramba zvakadai. Not because tine harmonized elections next year, but ndino zvinongofanwa kugara zviripo whether kune ma elections whether hakuna ma elections. Vanhu vanofanwa kunge vane easy access to my documents are pre-requisite lecture. I can't win it out to rush to me.
Mama, when you go, I got you, she is a good.
Ah, I don't know what I need. I'm going to go to the last year. Nana, you know. But you get the courage to endeavor market to go down on a light and rush up. But yes, it is courage with you. But because of next year, you know, my elections, I'm sure that.
Well, lapha siluka indaba liyezwa abantu bechasisa umbono wabo ngokuqhatheka kohlelo lukahulumende olujonge ukubona ukuthi uZulu jikelele ulapho ukuthola izithupha liyezwa abanye beshayela uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ihlombe besithi hayi they were facing ama-challenges amaningi ngempela njengoba they didn't have izithupha okuyinto okuqhathekile ngempela just for anybody to get by elizweni. While Muria Zimbabwe, without wasting time, let's head over to some of the youth that we spoke to. The first person I spoke to or I reached out to via telephone is Briski Ngube, who's a youth rights advocate. Now, Briski talks to me more about the importance of having a national ID document. And, of course, he tells us more on his thoughts about this mobile registration program that recently has been started by government. Let's hear what Briski has to say.
Thanks, Marco. Maybe this thing said, I'll just want to appreciate, at least maybe, my age of state taking such an initiative to realize that there are people who do not have ID document. However, it's one thing to say, at this point in time, as a country, we are still worried about that people do not have national identity document. I think that is something that is fundamental. That is maybe something that you should not worry about in this 21st century. So it's something that maybe has been long overdue, that should have been dealt with a long time ago. But anyway, thanks because the president has realized that the government has got a mandate of providing that to its citizens.
Briski, talk to us about the importance of this registration program.
Let me begin from an education perspective. For example, you cannot have your child sitting for a grade 7 examination without a birth certificate. Someone cannot acquire a national identity card without a birth certificate. So already we are seeing it becomes a chain of issues. You can then also acquire probably a passport without a national identity card. So if you are now at the age of maybe about 18, but as a child you can do. So these things are important. The Register Department has got a mandate, a constitutional mandate, to provide for these services or to provide these documents to every citizen in Zimbabwe.
Now, Christy, a lot of experts say that Zimbabwe's undocumented population is mainly found in the rural areas, especially when we're talking about Matabeleland. Tell us more about that.
Maybe let me start from saying it's true. Matabeleland probably is the highest number of people probably who do not have identity documents. And there are quite a million of factors that is contributed to this one. Probably the first thing, we cannot talk about identity documents problem in Matabeleland and leave out probably the Kukurahundi genocide. It has a contribution to it. But probably the other factor, actually, the economic situation in our country is number one factor that is made probably. People from Matabeleland to not have identity documents. Why? Because a lot of people from Matabeleland, most of them, because of hardships in the country, they have moved outside Zimbabwe. Either from the plant side, they moved to Botswana, some have gone to South Africa. Then in turn, when probably our brothers and sisters have their children outside there, they then bring those children back inside home. Then it becomes the hassle for them to then acquire an identity document. That is also number one reason why probably most people in Matabeleland do not have identity document. Number two, it's also probably the issue of centralization of the registry department. For example, I was talking to a friend saying, at one point, the birth certificate had a problem. When you went to try and sorted out at the Matnot headquarters. I think it's in Japan. They told him that you cannot do it here. It has to be forwarded to Harare. So probably with the set of maybe devolving these services, everything should be done based on our provinces. Then people will be able to acquire identity documents.
Well, shout out there to Brisky Mube, Chinotenda Zhukuru, Sala Mube, Muria Zimbabwe, Apawang Mube, Wanga Sisananga Maundrao, Nezhe Kukosha, Kwechuro Ongwa, Che Urumende, Ichi Chachuku Ze, Nasi, Apo Urumende, Irukufamba, Ichiparalanu, Zhitupa, my national identity documents. Now, I also reached out to Unkosi Khona Dibiti, who is a journalist, the founder of Community Podium. Unkosi Khona works predominantly in Zimbabwe's rural populations, especially in the Matabeleland region, where experts say this is one of the biggest problems affecting the youth of the nation. So let's hear more from Unkosi Khona Dibiti about this program.
I think the ID blitz was long overdue, because what we have noticed is long queues, especially in the centers where young people can get their IDs. And the mobile blitz is helping a lot in terms of, you know, decongesting and getting to where the young people are, because most of them who turn 16 who need IDs, some of them are longer in school. So ID document is very key in terms of, you know, doing anything here in Zimbabwe. Even if you want to get a passport and travel, you can't without. So ID is just a basic requirement. And with these young people queuing across, we are getting updates. We want to ban the home city and things like that, where young people are queuing in their numbers. Actually, they are there in terms of numbers, but we didn't see them in terms of any other processes that we're doing as CSOs, but this time around there are lots of them out there, especially between the ages of 16 and 18.
Nkosi Khona, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us in the program, Buffo. Now, you mentioned how there's a lot of people that have turned 18 with no identity documents. In actual fact, I believe there's many who are a lot older than 18 who also don't have identity documents. Now, considering the importance of having an ID in Zimbabwe, how have all these people gotten by day to day on a day to day basis? I mean, I can only imagine turning 18 years old, but still no identity document to prove who you are. How have people survived?
It's been tough, Mike, because there was a day, I think, when we're doing the voter registration in February, I passed through the ID offices from Citadel around 6, 7. I saw young people queuing for the ID center to be opened the following day. That's how tough it was, which means the young people were stranded to do many other different things. Without the ID, it's not possible for you to get a passport. It's not possible for you to be employed without one. It's a basic requirement everywhere you go, where is your ID? So the ID was required across, even if you want to do a driver's license, and you want to be tracked, for example, you still need an ID. So it's so basic requirement. You want to open a bank account, that is what is required, an ID. So that was the major holder for many young people, because you can't plan and proceed with life without, you know, a simple basic thing like an ID. And you notice that also to the passiveness of young people, because every other thing you're talking about, you know, the ID, you know, and that is like very basic. Although I remember when I took my ID, it was very simple. There was a blitz like this one. I had to walk home to the nearest housing office, get my ID, konapo, and go home. That was that. So, yeah, for them, I think they did harder this time around, and they've come out in their numbers. The first, these few days have been hectic.
Now, Nkosikuna, I had a discussion with a youth rights activist earlier on who highlighted that a majority of Zimbabwe's population that is undocumented is in the rural areas, especially when we're looking at the Machakweland area, and I'm glad we have you on the program because that is predominantly where you work. I'm a little curious, throughout your interactions with people, what exactly do they say is the biggest reason as to why are there such a large population of undocumented people in Rwanda?
One was the issues of COVID-19. They were not processing anything. Those offices were closed. Secondly, there's the issues of, you know, parents leaving the country. You are talking about even basic death certificate there. We had a case just yesterday, on Saturday, where someone in Fiji was calling and saying, "Ngugogo, I've got a child at home, Zugulu. I'm to get the birth certificate. They want the parents to come from South Africa to come and have the child get the birth certificate." So it's already a strenuous process. Those are some of the challenges that people face. And there is also the aspect of, you know, trying to happen. Once in a while, it continuously happens because there are many people who are turned away as we speak because of different issues. Your birth certificate, where is your where are your parents? Where did you get this documentation done? Some others they don't know who their fathers are. There's issues of the surname to use and things like that. So there are many cross-cutting issues. We talk about Kukura Wundi, Amnesty International, but just last week highlighting, you know, the number of undocumented people. I mean, no birth certificate, no nothing. They are just people growing up, and they have children, and those children don't have the same, they have the same problem of accessing documentation. We had one issue also with the Soroto community in Toronto. They were highlighting that government actually did a specific blitz for them because those people were largely undocumented. They didn't have anywhere to start from in terms of, you know, getting documentation in Zimbabwe. So it continues to pile up, Mike, because the system is too centralized. Let's decentralize the system. Let it be where the people are. Let it be in Lubane, not Lubane Center, but where the communities are as frequently as possible, because decentralization affects even people being able to access these documents. Imagine you have to travel 60 kilometers or more. You get there, you're told, go and bring your mother's birth certificate and ID. If you don't have it, you might not come back again because the travels in these remote communities are very costly. and it's not easy to frequently do this kind of thing. So we are saying maybe the blitz will help, but people are already facing different challenges around what is required for one to have a birth certificate or one to have a national ID documentation. So in as much as the blitz is going on, it's also we need to get to know what exactly is required, because there are certain affidavits that they require that people do not have. If you are turned away, and you have to get back again, or maybe they've moved to another area, you need to follow them again. So we need to make this process easier. That is one of the subjects where the reason why we have so much backlogs, and we've got young people who have grown up to as late as 20 years without an identity document, surely, which means life can't proceed for them. They can't do nothing. You can't enroll even into a university without some of these things. So it is quite key and crucial. But the sad part is that there are some people, young people, don't have birth certificate, which means you can't do nothing. Maybe the school would have enrolled you thinking you work on your papers. That we had the same scenario, some scenario as well, when people got to grade 7 last year, they managed to get to 1 this year, and the school had admitted them, understanding the scenario that the grandparents had, hoping that by the same time they finished the 7 years, they would have been able to get the identity documentation. But it was not so. So you find someone trying to get to Form 1, if you don't have a death certificate, schools have requirements that they need to enroll. So that becomes a problem. So what we're saying, this issue is very crucial and also very important, because we are saying young people's lives are held at ransom, because you can't do anything without this documentation. Even if you wish, even if you are planning, you can't plan around without simple documentation.
Now, Nkosukona, you briefly there touched on our voter registration, which I want to delve into. Over the years, we've spoken to several experts, and they've highlighted one of the things that they say keeps contributing to the low voter turnout that Zimbabwe keeps experiencing, aside from the previous general elections, is this whole discussion around how there's a lot of Zimbabweans who are undocumented, which makes them ineligible for them to register to vote. How much would you argue this discussion on undocumented people, or people looking for access to identity documents, has contributed towards voter apathy reports or low voter turnout, especially when we're looking at the youth?
This has contributed, Mike, grossly, in terms of, you know, we've been working around voter education and sharing information that can help young people to be civic, active, and also to hear them out. But you notice that the processes are very hard for these young people. And you are looking at, for example, just looking at the post-election roundtable that we had on Friday last week. And when young people are expressing, it's too hard to get anything in Zimbabwe. It's too hard to get your national ID. You have to queue or sleep in a queue. It's too hard to get even passports. You have to sleep in a queue and do all sorts of things. But what we're saying is, if these things become basic, it's easier for us to conduct voter education, to be able to share this information with young people. And for example, the blitz was at her first blitz, phase of the blitz Zach did in February. The biggest problem was national IDs. So there was no point in talking to young people who were likely at the first time voter stage about voter registration. No, sir, I don't have an ID. And you are stuck. There's nothing you can say, or you can't proceed. Because voter registration requires a national ID. That's the first documentation that they require for you to be identified as a citizen of Zimbabwe. So you notice that it's a strenuous process for them. That largely right now, as many as get the voter register, the national ID, on the 11th of April, Zach is starting another mobile registration blitz. I trust you me, with the low turnout that we saw in the by-election of young people, or next to none, especially those after 2000, we are highly likely going to have other excuses that are that we have been hearing about. You know, parents actually talk about electoral processes. in their households. That's what young people say. And you hear my mom or dad saying, no, this voting thing has not worked. We've been voting since 19 whatever. And these young people are growing into a society that is that kind of conversation. And they are thinking, what's the point? That was the same conversation when we were in Lupane last Thursday. That was the same conversation. What's the point? All we hear at home is we voted and nothing happened. We voted and nothing changed. And why do we think that as young people can contribute towards a certain way in the communities? And also the nexus between, you know, service delivery, basic service delivery, Mike, not even just national, very localized service delivery. Young people can't see action, can't see what a councillor is doing, can't see what a member of parliament is doing. So it's very difficult to explain how civic participation is important when young people are not seeing at a very grassroots level. We have tried to really talk about grassroots issues. At a very grassroots level, those things are not happening. So you find that even at grassroots level, we had young people in Lupane telling us that, you know, youthful candidates want to participate in political parties and be candidates and hold public office. But the elderly people will tell you, no, what will you do? What credentials do you have to lead us? We've been around. We don't trust you young people and things like that. So how do we then go into a community like Jocholo and say, young people register to vote? You have a lot of, you know, stories about, we tried this initiative, elderly people say that, telephone calls, and things like that. So how do we then inculcate a culture of civic participation in our societies at very grassroots level? Because those are the things that young people grow up into, that we don't participate, or those who have been participating before us are actually saying this doesn't work, and things like that. So it becomes a problem in the long run.
Now, before, if that's the perception that Abantu Abasakhulayo, the youth of the nation, have towards voting in Zimbabwe or the voting exercises in Zimbabwe, do you think that this whole discussion then of ensuring that the undocumented youth have access to documents would allow a higher voter turnout, especially looking at the upcoming 2023 general elections?
I'm not so sure, Mike, because the first phase of the blitz people were talking about ISIS. We are also planning and reflecting on how best we can do the voter registration blitz going forward. Since the now the voter registration, the national ID blitz is going on, and many young people are getting their IDs, it would be nice to also get to hear what their thoughts are about the electoral processes and how they can be engaged. Because the whole idea is we need to come up with a culture of engagement. Young people need to be engaged. Which way or the other, they are future leaders, whether they will be forced or roll into it, or they will be old people and you are selected to be a leader at some point. But what we're saying is that culture should be inculcated. But it is covered by a lot of issues that we have no explanation for, that we have no control over. And therefore, we hope and wish that, you know, as we amplify voices of these community members, it's easier for us to then have young people also being taken seriously. At even household level, you hear young people telling you, even at household level, there is a huge gap between parents and young people, a huge gap. There is no conversation like that. So you can imagine young people saying, I'm doing this, and the elderly people saying, do that. There's that collision. And we are hearing a lot of that, you know, to say, okay, we are also having ideas about how these projects can be run in the communities. But if you get into a community meeting, especially Makaya, you get to a community meeting, you know, then it defeats the whole point of civic participation. It defeats the whole point of election. It also defeats the whole point of saying young people, you can participate.
Okay, Nkosikhona, let me hold you on the line there, before. Let me translate our conversation for our Shana audience. And then when I come back to you, Siqhubekela phambili ngodabalolu ngolimi lukamama, we'll continue this conversation in Ndebele for our Ndebele audience. Honguka Muria Zimbabwe Hamane Shamari, no tender Kunemun was a panel patch of Bachelich Kiki, Chirongwa Live Talk at the connection. Nasi Chukuzea Nya Yeshi Tupa, Takawanagam Chungamiru and Yikaba Emerson Nandako, a couple of weeks ago, which announced watched Iowa, Vans Wanez Chemos, especially Kumaruoko, which Chema watched Iowa, Avanashi Tupa, Chirunguma National Identity Documents. As you know, Vagati Iowa, Urumendiao, Chaparra Chirongwa, Chakanangana Nebu, Pau Van, was not Tupa, she Tupa, Kutuaonoka, identity documents, Vagaparra Chirongwa Chimansi, a national mobile blitz program, Io, Ichanga Chipan, she Tupa. Sakapachirongwa, Navanko Sukuna TBP, Tapio Nau, Vaduta, Vano Shambaza, Kanavano, bata kana zvano zeya nyaya dzakasiyana siyana kunyanya mumakevelele nduko kunonzi nenyanzvi ndiko kune vanhu vakati one day vasina zvitupa saka tiri kukurukura nyaya ina vadziviti tavabvunza zvizhinji nezvenyaya vakati aiwa nemaondoro avo vanhu vechidiki vakati one day kunyanya kumaruwa ndivo vasina zvitupa especially tichitarisa kumakevelele nduko ndavabvunza zvekare kuti zvii zviri kuita kuti kuve nevechidiki vakawanda so vasina zvitupa vakati aiwa dambudziko redenda recovid-19 ndiro rimwe rakakanganisa chirongwa chehurumende chakanangana nekuona kuti vanhu vanowana zvitupa vabata zvekare nyaya yekukura hundi uko kwakaurawa vabereki vevechidiki vakavati one day nanhasi vanhu vakati one day kumatevelelenda vasitodzi vati vabereki vavo ndivanani saka izvi ndicho chimwewo chiri kunetsa munyaya yekuti vawane zvitupa ndavabvunza ndikati ko kana munhu asina chitupa munyika anorarama sei anokwanisa here kurarama akati bodo mukoma maiki zvindanetsa izvo chinhu chinonetsa zvikurusa nekuti kuti munhu awane basa panodikana chitupa kuti munhu apedze chikoro panodikana chitupa kuti munhu avhure bank account kuti panodikana chitupa kuti munhu awane passport panodikana chitupa kuti munhu akwanise kuvhota iyo yatogara tichiti aiwa it's a right citizen munhu wese akwanise kuvhota kana kunyoresa kuvhota kana asina chitupa saka ati aiwa iye vanoombera hurumende yavamunanga kwamaoko asi zvekare vanoti aiwa zvinovarwadza zvikurusa kuti vari kuda kuparura chirongwa ichi nemhaka yekuti vari kuda kuti vanhu vakawanda vawane mukana wekunyoresa kuvhota nekuti vanoti nemaondero avo chirongwa ichi chinofanira chichiparurwa makore ose kuitira kuti munhu wese asasangane nematambudziko aya yekuti aiwa havana chitupa ndavabvunza ndikati aiwa saka nyaya iyi iri kunzi kune vechidiki vakawanda vasina chitupa ndizvo here zviri kuita kuti iyo yatinoti nechirungu low voter turnout kana kuti voter apathy pasabude vanhu vakati one day vari kundovhota tichitarisa mabielections akapfuura uyezve dzimwewo sarudzo dzakapfuura makore akati one day excluding gore ra2018 apo pakapinda vachamisa navamunangagwa ndipo patakaona vanhu vakati one day vechidiki vachibuda neuwandu wavo vachindovhota asi mamwe makore tinonzwa nyanzvi nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vachiti vechidiki havasi kubuda neuwandu wavo vachindovhota ndavabvunza vadhiriti kuti aiwa sezvo tirikunzwa nyanzvi dzichiti vechidiki vakati one day kunyanya kumateveleland havana zvitupa ndizvo here zviri kuita kuti tisaone vechidiki vakati one day vasingawane zvitupa vakati aiwa ichokwadi it's another contributing factor saka vari kuonawo kuti chirongwa ichi chikafamba zvakanaka nemaondorawo vanoona kuti pane mukana wekuti gore rinouya muna 2023 tichaona vanhu vakati one day vechidiki vatanga vachinyoresa kuvhota vatanga vachivhota zvekare Nkosikona, back to you before us. Tindeni kutabalodo ngolimi luka mama ngesiNdebele. Urhulumente kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usanda ukusungula uhlelo olujonge ukubona ukuthi uzulu jikelele ulakho ukuthola izithupa ikakhulukazi labo abangelazi izithupa ngesingezi sithi ama-identity documents. Awusitshele umbono wakho ngalolu hlelo.
Lelo bekumele ukuthi ngabe lwayenziwa kudala Mike ngoba ngombono wami ngabe uhlelo lolu lwenziwa iminyaka yonke silabo abantu abasha abathena 16, 17, 18 iminyaka yonke every year so engitsho yokuthi khona uhlelo lolakumelanga kube nohlelo lokuthi sesithi sozelwa abakhona sifanele kube nohlelo lokuthi lwenziwa iminyaka yonke kwenza ukuthi abantu abasha bengasweli ithuba lokuthi bathola ama-national ID ama-IDs abo yeah, in national registration, in registrar's office, the Kulumi City for COVID-19, yeah, I decide. But now I sat at on my paper, especially from 2020 into where we are now. But as we show you, we took Nava Gufaga Kul, good in the Vama ID, I mean, that is a good win in Jalonje. Say I was good to be Lama victims, I could ground by the Kala, which has Lama, it has Lama IDs. Kumele kube into yokuthi ngabe siyayisova nje kuye phambili ama-documents abo. Njengalokhu uhulumente ake akwenza kuyetsholotsho ngale to the Toronto community ukuthi babizwa konke kwathiwa asikubuzi lutho. Kuzozithathela nxa ungela birth certificate uthathe le ID nxa usungumuntu omdala ubuye labantwana bakho laba benze njalo. Yikho esikukhangeleleyo from uhulumende ukuthi vele nxa umuntu ekhona lapha eZimbabwe eyisizalwane ule right nale ukuthi abe la maphepha. And then a birth certificate, and then a national ID. Who may be in Tongani, who may see Tavel, which is the Ainzagali, please. Got away into it, which Mumutu 10 or 16 years more February next day. And I figure that the idea can 9 10 or more June, who may challenge, who may be into which the sea babas, as the city ha. So the Winzagala, who may be in the Lulanje, which moon to Melatol National ID, okay. That is a don't you plan into a plan a bank account, so we're driving, who applied in service mobile, who be in the Lulanji, for uses alone. This is about.
I'll share the moons and activity. Ungabi, there's two power puzzles and Jan in Pilo.
My very young team behind my stoop. Ngoba uzathola ukuthi khona ivini isiku lockdown ye COVID or sitting now ubhalele incwadi emsebenzini kumele uyi accompany lesithu kuma roadblock. It's so basic ukuthi now ufika endaweni kuyathiwa sicela isithu sifuna ku register lapha even ukuthatha ivaccine kwafuna leso. So uhlelo lolo lwe national ID lukade kakhulu because umuntu omutsha yabusazama impilo phela yabusazama ukuthi ngcono ukwenza we-driving, ukuapplyela imisebenzi, all those things that are required. Ungakwazi ukuthi uapplyela umsebenzi uwutholile ukuthi uvule i-bank account inkinga, awula national ID, kumbe awula birth certificate. So it's a basic requirement everywhere young people go bedinga imisebenzi, besiya ezikolo, kuyafunakala futhi khona lokhu. Ngoba kathesi mike nxa ubhala i-ordinary level, kufunakala isithupha. Ngufunakala isithupha, i-government ikusustendile ngokuwe zithupha last year ngoba sibona ukuthi abantu abaningi abalazi izithupha zakhona ababhala i-ordinary level kumbe le-A level. So yinto emqoka kakhulu empilweni ukuthi umuntu useqalisa impilo sethene 16 years, sethene 18 years, yinto yokuqala efunakalayo nale noma uplan yesikolo, noma uplan ukusebenza, noma uplan ukufunda. Ufundele kwabo driving uma uplan ukuvula la i-bank account yikho konke okufunakala.
Njengalokhu engisanda ukusho ngesishona ngemva kokusungulwa kohlelo lolu sizwe uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lapho beqhankasa etshela uZulu ukuthi hayi uhulumende wakhe ukhangela ukusungula lolu hlelo ukuze abantu bayenelise ukuthola ithuba lokuyobhalisela ukuyovota ukuze sibone ukuthi ukhetho luka-2023 abantu bazaphuma ngobuningi babo besiyovota njengengcwethi ekhangela udaba lolu lwama-national identity documents njalo olohlelo olujonge ukufundisa uZulu okuthile angohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota ukubona njani lokho okusanda kwenziwa nguMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Ngombono wami mina ngibona ngani vele uhlelo lokulwama national IDs kufanele ukuthi wele uhlelo uhulumeni alwenza njalo nje kungabi nohlelo lokuthi kumbe sesiye emavotini kungabi nohlelo lokuthi kumbe sokufika isikhathi sokuthi kubele yinye into eyenziwayo efuna esikutshoyo ukuthi khona uhulumeni kagijimise kakhulu uhlelo lolu ngoba iminyaka yonke silohlupho lwana lwama-national identity documents sikhuluma kunje kula bantu abaningi abalezi ndaba zama-national identity documents and lakathesi noma iblitz sikhona kulabanye ababiselwe emuva kuthiwa hamba ukuyalaleli iphepha o hamba ukuyale affidavit lethile hamba ukuya lalokhwana thina sikujoke ukuthi asizame nini ukuthi abantu sibanike ama-national identity documents ethu singayafaka okweze kubangazwe phakathi sinike umuntu i-right yakhe yokuthi abe lesithupha kodwa lokhu esezathi selesithupha sezaqala okunye lokhu ubhalisa ukuvota nokukwanisa ukuvota, kodwa kungabi yinto esithi uhulumende uyayi-prioritize ngenxa yokuthi sokusiya emavotini. Hhayi, lokho akulunganga kakhulu ngoba kuya-affecta ikakhulu abantu abasha ukuthi bengasayi-progress besiya phambili ngempilo ngenxa yokuthi bayabemelela inhlelo lezi nxa zibuya after 4 to 5 months. Kuba nzima kakhulu mayike akuzayo kube le blitz very very long time in many years. So esikucabangayo ukuthi khona nxa ingabi blitzanale eyayenzwa iminyaka yonke abantu bethole izithupha, akusoze kube le pressure yena le esiyibonayo kathi sabantu abathi ama-queue amaningi kakhulu wonke umuntu omuntu ufuna isithupha. Akufanelanga ukuthi kube yinto ngani uyayicela, kumele kube yinto okwanisa ukuyithola nje noma yinini nxa usufike i-age yona le eyokuthola isithupha. Kodwa kukuhle njalo ukuthi nxa kule process enjengayonaleyo ama-elections ukuthi abantu izithupha zabo ukuthi labo babhalise ukuvota ba-exercise i-right yabo yokuchuza ama-elders abo kuma-communities abo.
Hayi bafo, sikuzwile sikuzwile, siyabonga kakhulu. Isikhathi sesesiyo ngumangoyi bafo. Sekumele sigqibe ngengxoxo yethu. So as we wrap up, ngesingisi bafo, what last words would you have for our audience?
Thina sithi bantu abazihamba nithatha ama-identity documents enu. Information ikhitshiwe kakhulu, ama-centers akhona i-mobile registration akhitshiwe nguhulumente, i-registrar general's office. Lathi njenge-ekhaya vot lamajakhethi amaningi kodwa zakhuluma njenge-ekhaya vot, zama ukuthi sishare i-information yakhona ukuthi ama-registration centers lawa angaphi kuma-communities lahlala khona. Njalo sithi bantu abantu abasha ngcono bejoyine lawa ama-group amawadina, kuyanceda kakhulu ngoba lami i-information eyinyami ngithole ewadini yami ukuthi namhla kulapha lalapha duze lalapha engihlala khona, kuba lula kakhulu ukuthi information yakhona siyishare. Njalo esikushoyo ukuthi nxa la ungayithola uyishare with others, but bethatha ithuba leli ukuthi balungisise. Njalo esikushoyo ukuthi nxa ube lohlupho, uhlangane lohlupho, ukhuluma ukuthi uhlupho ani, kwenzeka ukuthi nxa iblitz leyi siphelele sithole ukuthi kulabantu abasha abaningi futhi abangisakwanisa ngokuthola ngoba be-turned away because of one reason or the other. Sesibeqoxe labanye vele asebeke babuyiselwe emuva, kodwa esikushoyo ukuthi nxa usubuyiselwe emuva ungahlali umntwana ungakhali uphele embelekweni, ungahlali kuphela, sukuma ukhulume uncedise ukwenzela ukuthi uphole ngoba into leyo ukuthiwa yisithupha vela kunenye into ongayenza empilweni ungelaso. So sisiqakatheke ngale ndlela. So sizakhuthaza abantu abasho ukuthi banjani bathathe isithupha njalo. Nxa usuthathe isithupha mhlaka-11 April to mhlaka-30 April izekhi yayibhalisa abantu abasha bona laba abathethe ukuvota lakho kulilungile lakho ukuthi uzibe nethuba lawo lokukhetha for the first time empilweni yakho ukuthi uzikhethele ukuthi ukhansela wami ngubani, u-MP wami ngubani, upresident wami ngubani. Njengomuntu omusha kuhle kakhulu and kuqakathekile, yi-right yakho njengesizalwane sezimbabwe.
All right, well, Nkosi Khona DBG, thank you so much for those last words before. We really appreciate having you on the show.
Thanks, Mike.
I watch Nathan Dajukuru Sava DVD Talubonga Unkosi Khona. Shout out to Unkosi Khona for taking time out to be with us there. Now, as we wrap up Moria Zimbabwe, I want to head over to a conversation that I had with Utise Ntube, who is the founder of the Matobo Youth Initiative, a program that is working within Matobo. And one of the programs that they're currently facilitating is about voter education. Now, you heard there, Diviti, you heard from Brisky, both of them urging the youth to say, if you get an identity document and you're within 18 and above, go out there and register to vote. So I speak to Utise Ntube about the past by-elections and, of course, their voter registration program. So let's hear more from Utise Ntube.
Thank you, Mike, for the opportunity. I think in terms of the by-elections that were recently held last month, I can safely say we still have a long way to go in terms of ensuring that abantu abasha they are registering to vote. And also actually turning out on the actual day of the election, because those who have been there, who have been observing AMA elections, they say ukukhona the majority of the voters on the 26th of March were abantu abadala, the elderly. So this thing raises a lot of questions ukukhona after all the the things which have said or the things which have done in trying to promote active participation of young people, still we still have a low turnout of young people, which is the large number of people who are supposed to be were expected to be taking part in the electoral process. As you know, that we are more than 60% in terms of population in Abantu Abatsha. So there is really need of a voter education and also some sort of motivation to ensure with Abantu Abatsha they can register to vote. And it's also it gave us a bit of an understanding what to expect in 2023. As it stands, we can expect a low voter turnout in regard to young people. So we really need to pull up our socks and ensure which one of them they go and register to vote, and also make them understand which one after registering they need to turn out on the actual day of voting.
Bafo, do you think our youth were heavily invested in these past by elections?
I honestly don't think Utikwana young people invested. Maybe a few number, because some of them are active. We cannot take away something special from young people who have been at the forefront of ensuring Utikwana Abantu Abatsha that are taking part in the electoral process. But I feel like in these by-elections by nature, they've been seeing they are known of having low voter turnout and stuff like that. But I feel like there is still nothing which is so something, a positive takeaway which you can take to say which kind of young people are turning out to vote and stuff like that. And there is gap in terms of information. There is gap. Young people might not know which kind of what are by-elections, what is the relation of by-elections and the harmonized elections, the general elections. So this thing, we really need to take out this information to young people and ensure which kind of everyone knows what is at stake in terms of the limitation process, or what are they going to lose. It's not about individuals, it's about the system, it's about the whole process of voter education, because voting rights is a basic right. So you really need to make everyone to partake in this process so that we can actually have a democratic state, have a people are participating in the electoral process and developmental issues, and also it also leads to the promotion of accountability and transparency in the governance processes. So it's a really needs everyone to take part in these issues. So I feel like young people are not yet invested invested in these by-elections. So we really need to do something to ensure that they can be invested in the general elections which are going to be held next year.
Now, Bafo, I've spoken to people who were polling agents in the past by-elections and previous elections, and they said that if anything, what Zimbabwe needs to learn now is that the electoral process, education on the electoral process is very vital, especially ahead of the 2023 general elections. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, that's a good observation for those who are saying there is really need for voter education in preparation for 2023 elections. That's a good observation, because what is clear now is, especially in the remote areas of our country, young people, they don't have that information. The only people who have got information in terms of voting process and stuff, ngabantu abadala and my elders, they don't have that culture of ensuring they pass this information to young people and ensure that young people are also voting. So the only thing young people want is to maybe go to South Africa, and they don't want to be part of. We're speaking to some of the young people to ask them what kind of their level of understanding in terms of electoral processes and stuff. So you realize what kind of the basic information which you think someone should have, they don't have that. So there is need for voter education, as we saw in the media that some people were going there with driver's licenses, some were going there to the wrong polling stations, some were going there without ID, some were going there with photocopies and stuff. So there is need to give that basic information to the voter and make them understand why is it important for them to vote. It's not about the individuals which are going to put in power, but it's about participating in the governance processes, in the social processes, in democratic processes, and also promoting accountability, monitoring all the projects which are happening around them. It starts with them participating in the electoral process. So voter education is very important. It's not about the politics. It's not about being partisan, but it's about being a responsible citizen. In us taking part in the electoral process. So there is really need for that voter education to everyone, especially the most remote areas, because WhatsApp is something which is a good medium, especially for communication and stuff, and also to access information. But people have been using it to communicate with their relatives and stuff, but not to get those critical information which can make them conscious, socially conscious and stuff, or politically conscious. But what we can say, Utikwana, there is really need for people to separate even factual information as well as fake news, to be able to debunk fake news which has been circulating on WhatsApp, and people have been believing that leading to voter apathy. So there is really need for them to know what is at stake in terms of participating in the electoral process.
Now, Dube, I understand your organization has programs that target educating the youth in Madobo more about the electoral process and, of course, the voter registration process. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes, our organization, Madobo Youth Development Initiative, has been embarking on the voter education. So we are targeting the most remote areas, to be specific, in Madobo district. So we've been using WhatsApp to try and make them to share the media information literacy skills, and also how to separate fake news and factual information. So we've been using WhatsApp to ensure that we make them understand the importance of participating as well as accessing information. So we believe that for them to be able to take the voting process or the electoral process serious, they really need to be able to separate fake news and factual information, and able to identify information which is critical, and also be able to disseminate information which is also constructive. So we're trying to ensure that we promote, we create a platform for young people who are so responsible, who know their rights, who actually are selfless. We have got a community at heart, who are passionate about their community, and ensure that we see young people in leadership positions in the long run. So, as an organization, we are also, at the moment, we are in the process of producing a documentary, which is focusing on young people's participation in the electoral process. So we are trying to share information to the people, which can be understand what is the level of understanding in terms of young people in the rural areas when it comes to the electoral process. We were speaking to them, what do they understand? Why are they not registered? And if they were given that opportunity to register, were they going to register? And why should they register? So we're trying to understand what information which is out there, what is the information which they have. Some will realize that there are more than 24 years, but still they don't know what you mean by voter education, by registering. Even if you tell them to register, they don't even know what kind of registering are you talking about. Someone, I still remember, I always refer to this. There are certain guys who met young people. When we're asking them, why are they not registering, they're saying, we don't even know where it's supposed to be registered. Then I say, if you are given an opportunity to register, they'll say, we'll register. Then soon after that, maybe we'll be able to go to South Africa. Maybe by registering after that to be able to go to South Africa, because now we don't have means to go to South Africa. So now someone is confusing registering as well as taking a passport. So it's a sad situation for our country, and we have a long way to go as a country. It's not something which we can be proud of or make fun of. We really need to make sure that everyone knows the Constitution, everyone knows what is at stake if they don't participate, and we don't have to politicize these voting patterns or the voting processes as well. We really need to try and motivate everyone to take a part we really need to adopt some progressive policies in other countries whereby everyone, the moment they turn 16 or the moment they turn 18, they can register to vote. So it's something which we really need, and also adopt maybe the digitalization, and also maybe to make people register online, or the moment someone takes an ID is automatically registered. At least to try and show which one there is political will to make sure which young people are supposed to take part in the electoral process, because I feel like they are left behind deliberately. You might say everyone is allowed, you can go to Zake and register, but are we getting that information to the most vulnerable communities? Because I feel like we are leaving them behind deliberately. Because if we really wanted to, there are always means. The government has got power to make sure that everyone participates. So the fact that the majority are not participating, and it has been a wrong precedence in the past years, and it's going to happen in 2023, and we'll continue saying people should go and register, people should go and register. This message is not working. We need to come up with a different strategy, and an aggressive one, to ensure that young people can register to vote. And that means there has to be a political will, and the government needs to maybe consult and go to the communities and make them understand why are they not registering, and what is it they are not sharing, or what is it they are not doing, which they have to do to ensure that everyone participates. Because it's everyone is right. The government of the day needs to make sure that everyone registers, and that will set a good precedence for all the for the institutions in the country, to show that we really need everyone to participate.
Well, before we've reached an end where we need to wrap up our conversation here, as we wrap up, could you kindly pass your last words towards our audience?
To young people, my peers, especially those in rural areas, I would like to tell you which corner. As I mentioned, register. Let's go and register in numbers. It's our right. It's our basic right. We really need to participate. And also, I also advise young people to position themselves. Whatever they do is going to be influential. They can be able to participate in the policy making processes and stuff. And for them to be able to do that, they need to exercise their voting right. And for them to be able to do that, they need to register to vote. And if you don't have an ID, hamburger test, there is a police which is going on from the Department of Registry, of Civil Registry, whereby they are making sure that everyone has got an ID and a birth certificate. So try to utilize this process, and also make sure the moment you get your documents, go and register to vote. Then in 2023, please go and register to vote. Go and vote because that's your right. We need to make sure that as young people, it's one of the main things which you have to do. This thing happens once in 5 years, and if you don't do it, you have to wait for another 5 years. Can you imagine? If you don't take part in this process, it means you are losing that that chance to communicate to the leaders, to communicate to the government. It's very important. That's a chance for everyone to participate. So we really need to take this process as a process which is progressive, a process which is building our country, a process which is going to position us as a nation in a better space. So we really need to communicate a very different message, in making sure that everyone feel part of this process. Because if we politicize it, we might lose a huge chunk of young people who really don't want to associate themselves with the politics of this country, which is toxic, which has got bad reputation. So we really need to try and communicate a very progressive message. So as young people, since we are failing to get that progressive message, let's be at the forefront and build that progressive manager.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe says she gave a personal notion of the true love of Sakula, yours, Tadubonga, who are pristine Nube. We thank Bosphona Diviti, and we also thank Decent Dube, my three guests, who joined us here on Live Talk The Connection. Unfortunately, my timer here is up. At @MikeHobe_ is my Instagram and Twitter username. So if you're looking to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me. We're still reaching out to women, young women who are looking to be part of our program. Muriya Zimbabwe, reach out via social media. Let's make this happen. Inang Muriya Zimbabwe, chashukakumakumwe, chirongwa chibisha nasi, iregayin chende munu weste, apila pa chirongwa chibisha nasi. Anukonekai nemfaro, I go by the name of Mike Hobe. Let's meet, stay in time, same place. Zimbabwean Studio 7 here on Studio 7 Live Talk The Connection. Mudiya Zimbabwe, have a good night and bye-bye!